Subway Series shifting to Citi Field on Wednesday as we pick it up top four, game tied at one. Aaron Judge doing Aaron Judge things.
That's a long way from home plate. Wow! See ya! A home run for Judge. A monster shot. 2-1 Yanks.
Ah, wow.
So there are two, and here is Rivera. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to deep left. That's gone. That ball's going to go. It is gone. And the lower deck and left to tie the game. Well, I guess to this point, this is the biggest pitch of the game. Three balls, two strikes on Hicks. Low inside, ball four.
Rob Seawald of that potential strike call.
Tied at three, top of the seventh. Ripped to right field. That is going to be a base hit. It goes into the corner. One run scores. Two run score. It's a two run double for Gregorius. So here's Rene Rivera. That's it down to their final out. Strike three. The ball game is over and the Yankees win.
Yankees earned their third straight win over the Mets by a 5-3 score. Even though Aaron Judge did hit one to Mars, he also struck out for a 33rd consecutive game. That passes Adam Dunn for the longest single-season streak amongst position players in baseball history. Behind a monster home run by Aaron Judge and a tie-breaking two-run double off the bat of D.D. Gregorius, the Yankees took down the Mets yet again, this time by a 5-3 score. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge at-bat for us to give us that lead. You know, after we had some chances and Judge, he just misses a ball, and then Didi come up big there and give us a two-run lead, and then you can turn it over to Adam and Robertson, who both did a really good job.
Didi said on the field at that home run that Judge hit, no way, it only went 457 feet. When you see him hit one like that, what's going through your mind?
Well, I mean, I think we all kind of say, wow. You know, you just don't see that every day. And that, you know, we thought, you know, that he was making the adjustments and that he was getting back to what he does, and we've kind of seen it. So, you know, he gets two hits tonight, which is great. But you don't see that every day. It's kind of fun to watch.
Joe, you talked about the versatility of the bullpen and how you can use guys in different roles. Is it comforting knowing you have a guy like Robertson that can close for you when Betances isn't available, Chapman isn't available?
Yeah, it really is. You know, the experience there really helps. And I've used Robbie in the sixth, anywhere from the sixth to the ninth. And that's because he bought in. You know, the credit goes to him because he said, I'll do whatever you want. He even joked, if you need me to start, you know, I've thought about that. But we're a little ways away from that.
Joe, how would you describe Garcia's performance tonight?
I thought he threw the ball pretty well. You know, he made an 0-2 mistake to Rivera. But besides that, I thought he threw the ball pretty well. And obviously, this team's a little bit more familiar with maybe him than some of the American League teams. And again, he gave us a chance to win. And that's what we ask our starting pitchers to do, and that's exactly what he did.
Joe, regarding this house, how would you describe Citi Field compared to American League fields that you play on regularly?
Well, I think it's a beautiful ballpark. I think the atmosphere was great tonight. I think the atmosphere the last 3 days has been really good. We get to go to a lot of great ballparks, and it's a really nice ballpark.
Joe, a couple things. Judge has obviously been going the other way really well. I think this is his first multi-hit game in about a month. I mean, how encouraged are you with where he's at?
I'm encouraged. But I've been encouraged the last few days just with some of the adjustments that I've seen that he's made. So, and again, he walks again tonight. And so it's a positive sign.
And then you double-switched Hicks. Is he okay? And then
I was trying to move, Adam down as far as possible. And I could have put him in for Aaron there. I could have Aaron Judge, the other Aaron. But I was going to leave his bat in there. But he's fine.
And then is there anything on Chapman?
It may be a couple days. You know, I may not use him again tomorrow. And then we'll see how he is after that. But no, nothing scheduled for him as far as MRIs or, a DL stint. Nothing.
Dan?
How encouraged are you after a rough weekend against the Red Sox to come out with three in a row and just kind of right the ship?
Yeah, I thought they were good games against the Red Sox. You know, we had a chance to win two of them. We didn't. And then to win some tough games. You know, I think we've had two run games and maybe one run game. And, you know, it's good. And you want to continue to win games. We talked about that earlier today. Just win games. Don't worry about everything else. Just win games.
And when Aaron did strike out there, obviously he'd had a good game. Does that come up at all? Do you even address it with him? Or?
Nope.
Joe, the Mets employed some unusual defensive strategies today, moving Darnot from second to third 18 times.
Yes.
Have you seen teams do stuff like that?
I thought it was really smart on Terry's part. Darnot's never played the infield. I don't think in his professional career he's played it. So I think they were trying to give him the least amount of chances as possible. He got one and he made it, but I thought it was really pretty brilliant.
Torres began that rally in the seventh inning with that double. He's played more often this year than you probably expected. What has he been able to do, stepping in every day and doing what?
Right. He filled in for Didi really well. He's filled in for Castro extremely well. And, you know, Torres is just a really good player. You know, you watch his defense and the little things that he does. You know, he's able to bunt. He's able to run. He can play anywhere in the infield. I mean, he's been big for us this year because he's filled in some pretty big roles. You know, you lose your starting shortstop for 4 weeks, he's filled in. You lose Castro for 4 or 5 weeks, he's filled in really well. So he's been important.
Joe, did you consider trying to take advantage of that Darnot situation and maybe trying to bunt?
We talked to our guys about it. You know, the one time that Gardy bunted, he didn't get it further enough away from the catcher.
Though he did set a dubious strikeout record on Wednesday night, Aaron Judge also put one in the third deck at Citi Field, which has everybody buzzing. Judge spoke to the media after the Yankees took down the Mets 5-3.
Able to get a pitch up and out over and took a good swing on it.
Aaron, as soon as you hit that, you put your head down and just ran the bases. What did your teammates tell you as far as where it went when you got back in the dugout?
They pointed to where it went, so they let me know.
You were optimistic that you were going to come out of the slump. Joe says he thinks you swung the bat better the last few days. Do you feel a lot better to play?
Yeah, I've been feeling good every day. Just about, you know, taking what you're doing in the cage and then MVP into the game. So.
I know you don't like watching your home runs, but do you enjoy your teammates telling you how far they went and reacting to them?
Yeah, it's funny. It's pretty funny.
Is there ever a temptation to watch them? Like, when you hit it that good?
Not really. You know, when you hit it and you kind of know you got one, it's just run the bases.
How important was it for you guys to kind of bounce back after Sunday and, you know, get a 3-straight against the Mets?
We're just playing our game. You know, that's the biggest thing for us. Like I've said every day, is we're just taking everything one pitch at a time, one play at a time. And, you know, when we do that over the course of 9 innings, you know, usually we come out on top. You know, so we just got to keep taking that approach and take it into the mall.
You say you've been feeling good, but to get a couple hits, does that add to the confidence, or when you're feeling good, you're already confident?
Yeah, when you're feeling good, if I feel good, I'm happy with that. You know, the results, you know, they'll come or it won't come. You know, it's just about sticking with the process, sticking with what I know is going to work, and when I do that, good things usually happen.
Tied at 3 in the 7th, with the bases loaded and 2 men away, D.D. Gregorius put the Yankees on top for good with a tie-breaking 2-run double as the Yankees went on to defeat the Mets 5-3. D.D. shared his thoughts after the game.
I was just looking for a fastball, you know, something I can drive. So, you know, it was throwing me off fastball, actually. Fastball away, and it came way in. And then I swung a miss on one, and he threw me another one inside over middle in, and put a good swing on it, safe fair.
They actually had a lefty up and ready in the pen. Were you at all surprised that they didn't bring him in to face you?
I mean, it's a manager's decision. So, I mean, if they brought a lefty, they brought a lefty. But I was looking at it just in case. So they left the righty in. So I managed to get a base hit and a good at-bat right there.
It seems like Ronald Torres always finds his way on base throughout the course of a game. He led off that inning with a double. What has he meant to this team in the absence of Starlin Castro?
He's the spark. He's the spark, man. It's awesome. He's filling in a great job. And when I was down in April, he played really good. And he's playing really good right now too when Castro's down, so he's doing his job. It's just he's a spark, he's an energy guy, so it's really amazing to have him on the field.
You've watched Aaron Judge all season long, but are you still amazed watching him hit the ball sometimes?
I think that's not 450, I think that's at least 536 feet, just what it says like right there on the road. But he hit it far. I mean, He's having a good season, like, all the way around. He's a guy that's battling through ups and downs. He's the same guy. So that's what you want. You want a guy to be the same guy all the way around. Nothing changed. So the good and bad. So that's what he's doing, and he's making adjustments. He's getting there.
The Yankees send Luis Severino to the mound on Thursday in search of a four-game Subway Series sweep. Severino will be opposed by Steven Matz.